I just like to do a real brief interview with you. And Drew, could you please introduce yourself, please?
Sure. Drew DeBerry. I'm the Deputy Commissioner at the Texas Department of Agriculture.
And Drew, you gave a presentation here to the International Agricultural Journalists. And how do you feel, first of all, about them visiting Texas?
I'm so glad that this conference was in Texas. You know, if you're having a conference in the United States and it has anything to do with agriculture, why not be in the second largest ag state in the nation?
Mm-hmm. And it seems like everybody's very happy to be here. Now, you just had a little round table here with a few reporters. They were all international reporters. What do you think about the questions they were asking you?
Not too many surprises. I'm impressed at the interest they have in our domestic policies here in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged that that means that there's an interest around the world in better understanding the U.S. domestic policies, because we have to understand each other's policies if we're going to have fair trade.
Right, and trade is the big issue when you're talking about people. You were getting questions about beef, you were getting questions about dairy, and that's one of their biggest concerns is the trade issues, whether we're going to be able to supply enough and whether, you know, we're about the opening of markets.
Correct. As long as we are a powerhouse of production, we will continue to see people around the world, consumers most importantly around the world, demanding our product, and we will continue to supply it. We will make sure that we'll continue to be able to produce it.
You also got a couple of questions about the Waxman-Markey bill, the so-called climate change bill, and you made some comments about that. How do you feel about that as far as its impact on Texas agriculture and U.S. agriculture?
I think the impacts, any time the government gets involved in mandating something, are could be catastrophic. And I think this particular piece of legislation is being rushed. The analysis has not been done on a state-by-state, region-by-region, community-by-community basis to find out what this means. We don't do an analysis like that on every piece of legislation, but when you have a piece of legislation moving that is this much of a change from current practice, and when you have a government mandate moving through Congress that is this big of a deal, you've got to do that analysis.
What do you think farmers and ranchers can do to make their voices heard as regarding that bill?
They need to be calling their congressmen. They need to be calling their county judges, their county commissioners, and telling them to call their congressmen. Make sure that Washington knows what happens here in Texas. I think this opportunity with this conference being here in Texas is a huge opportunity. And as I challenge the room today, as you are traveling around the state of Texas and wondering why it is we in Texas often bring a different view, a different perspective to the policy debates, look around, see the diversity of Texas agriculture, look at why we think the way we think, and I think you won't have to look very far to see the impacts of a carbon mandate on our agriculture industry, from our cattle industry to our corn-producing industry, our cotton-producing industry, our timber industry, the effects are unfortunately could be catastrophic.
All right. Thank you very much, Drew.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.